You are now listening to
the Primal Armor Podcast.
This episode is sponsored by Executive Fit LLC. They build custom deadlift platforms, custom barbell storage pieces, and make indoor and outdoor signage for your home or corporate gym. Every platform that pairs with a rack is customized to that specific rack, so everything fits nice and clean. And they ship nationwide. Each platform has a logo applied in a way that makes it impossible to peel up from wear and tear. They even make custom nameplates for your squat rack. Visit executivefitllc.com to request a quote and see what's available on their store. That's executivefitllc.com to upgrade your deadlift game today.
Welcome back to episode 45 of the Primal Armor Podcast. If you listened to last week's episode, you know that this week we're going to be covering sleeping habits and what we can do to be better at them. Last week, we talked about how being a parent ain't easy, and especially when it comes to sleep. One of the first episode topics we ever covered in this podcast was about sleep, and there are a lot of things from the episode that still hold true. Your body needs sleep. This is how your body regenerates and prepares for the next day. If you aren't getting enough sleep, or even good enough sleep, it can affect you in major, major ways. It throws your hormones out of whack and makes it easier to gain weight, both by increasing stress and increasing your appetite. And it can also affect your concentration, your problem-solving skills, and your memory. And this is why they say it's just as dangerous to be tired and drive as it is to drink and drive. And that's because your body starts to shut down when it's tired. And some of the things that we went over in that previous episode to create better sleeping habits were to eliminate technology and blue light before bedtime and use dark mode whenever possible and just leave the phone out of the bedroom if you can. And try not to have a TV in your bedroom either. And then try to take advantage of the timing of your sleeping cycles. And this one's big. So if you didn't hear that before, go back to episode 10 and go in further in depth about this. But that's not always possible when you become a parent. And I feel like my perspective has totally changed ever since I became a dad. Before taking on those responsibilities, it was easy to be on my own schedule, to do all the things that I wanted to do, and then follow the tips that I provided back in episode 10. But after having a kid, I realized I'm no longer on my own schedule. I'm on my kid's schedule. And yeah, there's definitely rules that we have to keep her from running the household, but when you have a toddler, you have a toddler, and you can't control everything that they do. And I don't get to take advantage of my time in timing my sleeping cycles out. I usually have a crying baby that wakes me up at any time in the middle of the night, and that throws me for a loop and leaves me disoriented every time it wakes me up in the middle of one of those cycles. And then this might happen multiple times a night. And I don't care how good you are with putting away your technology, there's no combating that when you wake up and just feel so disoriented because you woke up at the wrong time. But sleep is still so vital to recharge and just to be able to bring your best self to the table. Luckily, if you're in the same stage as I am right now, babies require lots of sleep, which means they take multiple naps a day. And you need to be taking advantage of these and sleeping when you can, even if that means taking a nap when they do. And I know this can be hard because a lot of parents feel like they need to do household chores when the baby takes a nap. But the house isn't going to come crashing down if you leave a few dishes in the sink or just some laundry in the hamper. But you know what will come crashing down? You, if you don't get enough sleep. And once you start getting caught up in sleep, the motivation and the production will follow. But until then, make sure you're taking care of yourself. You can always create better sleeping habits with what I summarized earlier. And that's what came from episode 10. So if you're a new listener this season, make sure you go back and check out the episode for some good tips. But it doesn't always hold true, and that's because people have kids that keep them up at night. And don't even get me started about my schedule at work. There are nights where we can be running a dozen calls a night and only get minutes of sleep in between each, so you don't ever get into a good sleeping cycle. And we have super intensive calls where we're up the entire night, along with all the stress that comes from them. So even when we get back to bed, the lights, the sirens, and the stress make it way too hard to fall back asleep. So then I have to try and sleep during the day, which I'll tell you is definitely a task in itself. And this is why blackout curtains are the greatest thing ever invented. Sunlight makes your body want to just stay awake, It screws with your melatonin levels, and it's the same thing of why people try to put their technology away before bed. It's just the way your body's programmed, ever from the start. We used to hunt and gather during the day and sleep at night. So whenever your body is exposed to that extra blue light or sunlight, it wants to try to stay awake. And your body will physically try to not sleep if there's sunlight, which will in turn make for some terrible sleep. So even if you do fall asleep, you'll still feel like crap. So make sure you're just setting yourself up for success. Buy some blackout curtains, put the technology away, try to sleep when the baby sleeps, because it's what's best for you and your family. If you're dragging day in and day out from little to no sleep, you're not doing yourself or anyone else a favor. So take the time to get caught up on sleep, no matter what that takes. It's a proven fact that sleep deprivation can kill a person quicker than starvation. So that's how important it is to get some sleep and how much your body needs it. And I know it ain't always easy, and especially as a parent, but try to go the extra mile to make sure you're getting the best sleep that you can and bringing your best self to the table for you and your family. So the moral of the story here is you can try to be as perfect as you can trying to get some sleep, but sometimes you just aren't on your own schedule, so you have to be ready to adapt. So these are just some tips that you can use from this episode and from episode 10 that you can use the next time that you're struggling to get some sleep. So once again, guys, I want to end on a dad joke of the week. This week's joke is, what's brown and sticky? A stick. If you guys would like to submit a joke for next week's podcast, always feel free to reach out. If it's good enough, you could have it featured as the next joke of the week.
I just want to thank you for listening to today's podcast, and we'll see you back here again next week.